It'll help in our efforts to lower the crime rate in the city by having more stringent rules regarding the possession of and transmission of firearms.
You had said on the Senate floor during the debate that in your district it was easier to buy a gun than it was to buy a piece of fruit. Will this bill make that harder?
It'll make it harder, but it's still a sad situation. It's an observation that really I don't like to make, but it's the truth. The availability of guns with these straw purchases just kind of devastates many of the communities that I represent, and this bill will tighten up that whole process.
Let me switch to another bill, and that's the city school construction bill, and I know you've pushed for this for a long time. Your thoughts today, did you ever think this bill would get passed?
Honestly, I had my doubts, but we came together as a delegation, as a city, and the state. I really just want to thank my colleagues from around the state for recognizing the need for the children in the city of Baltimore. The governor, the presiding officers, everyone realizes how important Baltimore City is, but especially in educating the future generations that will move our city and state forward.
And I guess it said something that the votes, the final votes, were near unanimous.
40-7 in the Senate, yeah. In the Budget and Tax Committee, it was 13-0. Very bipartisan, strong support.